Welcome to CCK Live. My name is Emma Peterson, and today I'm joined by my colleagues Frank Padula and Michelle Dottori, and we're going to be discussing secondary conditions to knee pain. So knee pain and knee disabilities, in fact, are one of the most prevalent conditions among veterans, with about 98,000 veterans becoming service-connected for a knee disability in 2020. Now, knee pain and knee disabilities can be rated under a variety of diagnostic codes, and they all fall under 38 CFR section 4.71A. So for example, you could have limitation of flexion of your knee, and that's under diagnostic code 5260. And this refers to the range of the motion of your knee as you move it or curl it inwards towards your body. Typically, VA rates this based on how far you can move it towards your body, and they look at your range of motion. Similarly, limitation of extension of the knee, or diagnostic code 5261, refers when the knee is not frozen, but is limited in terms of how far you can extend it, meaning you can't straighten it all the way. There's also a couple other diagnostic codes that are pretty regularly used, including instability of the knee under diagnostic code 5257, ankylosis of the knee under 5256, total knee replacements under code 5055, and partial knee replacements, which don't have their own diagnostic code, but are often rated under the symptoms and residuals that they cause. So Frank, why don't you walk us through some of the secondary conditions, so not the knee disability themselves, the secondary conditions that can result from having one of these knee disabilities.
Absolutely. So secondary service connection, it's important to understand that disabilities can become service connected on a secondary basis when veterans show VA that the disability was either caused or aggravated by the primary disability that is already service connected. And veterans can file a claim for secondary service connection using VA's claim form, the VA form 21-526-EZ, which is the same way that they would file for any other disability. And some common secondary conditions to knee disabilities, it's important to note knee disabilities are pretty common primary disabilities that result in secondary disabilities that can be subject to service connection. Again, some of the most common secondary disabilities include maybe other orthopedic disabilities. So other orthopedic disabilities can arise from the service-connected knee disability. For example, knee disabilities might affect a person's posture, or they might affect the way that that person may walk. And in turn, that could result in another knee disability, a hip disability, or even a back disability. A good rule of thumb related to that is to remember that knee disabilities most commonly affect parts of the body that might be above the knees. For example, as I just mentioned, maybe the hips or the back. And related to that as well, veterans might have a harder time showing that their knee disabilities affected parts of the body that are below the knees, maybe something like the ankle or a foot disability.
So Michelle, can you tell us a little bit about arthritis?
Yeah. So a knee condition can sometimes cause a person to develop arthritis or vice versa, meaning that their arthritis can maybe cause a knee condition. So that would mean that some veterans might be eligible to become secondary service connected for arthritis if it develops as a result of the knee condition, or secondary to a service connection for a knee condition if it develops as a result of arthritis. Another common secondary service connection that maybe people don't notice or know as much about is GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease. And basically that this is a condition where the stomach acid flows back up the esophagus, which connects the stomach, the mouth to the stomach. This often we see happens because veterans are prescribed NSAIDs or pain medication, and it's a common side effect of the medication that they're taking. I think that's something to be mindful of when we're talking about GERD or maybe even IBS is that it doesn't necessarily need to be secondary to it, but it could also be aggravated by it. So like it could have not been caused directly by it, meaning that like you had GERD before, you had IBS before, but the medication then causes your condition to worsen or have more flare-ups as a result. So I think that's always a little bit of an aspect that sometimes you don't think about is like, yeah, maybe I had the condition, but because I'm now taking this medication, my condition is worse. So I think that that's an aspect that people don't think about when they're kind of thinking about these secondary service connections like GERD and, you know, IBS is another one that I sometimes see as well.
Absolutely. And so to Michelle's point, you can still file for service connection even if something has been aggravated by your service connected condition, maybe not caused by it directly, but just made worse by it. Another common secondary condition that we see a lot is depression. You know, knee pain can be extremely debilitating. It can limit someone's mobility. And so as such, many veterans experience depression, anxiety, or other psychiatric symptoms as a result of the pain and physical limitations caused by their knee disabilities. So if a veteran develops depression or any other psychiatric disability as a result of their knee condition or any other condition really, the impact has on their day-to-day life, they may be eligible for secondary service connection. Frank, talk to us more about limited mobility and how that can also cause impacts on someone's livelihood.
Yeah, so, you know, it's important to also understand that obesity could serve as an intermediate step between knee disabilities and another disability. You know, and for example, what that means, knee disabilities may make it harder for someone to exercise and remain at a weight that is not considered obese. So therefore, the knees could be linked to obesity, and the obesity could be linked to another disability that could be subject to service connection.
So important takeaway there is that obesity itself can't be service connected, but anything it causes or worsens, and there's a whole host of conditions out there, could potentially be service connected.
Right. Another disability, it kind of goes back to Michelle's point with the GERD. It's also important to understand that medications used to treat knee disabilities could have other side effects that are subject to service connection as well. For example, headaches could be a common side effect of the medication used to treat knee disabilities. So therefore, in that scenario, headaches could be subject to service connection secondary to knee disabilities because of the medications used to treat those knee disabilities.
Now, Michelle, talk to us about TDIU and knee conditions.
So I will quote Frank on this. They often come with really severe limitations. So one thing that you don't necessarily always think is knee conditions, unemployability. But unfortunately, when people have knee conditions, they become very disabled and very limited in their ability to sit, stand, walk, lift, and it becomes very limiting in what they're able to do. So this is when we start talking about TDIU or total disability based on individual unemployability. You have the scheduler criteria, which is when you have one condition rated at 60% or more than one condition worth a combined rating of 70% and one condition at least 40%, where you're saying you're unable to secure and or follow substantially gainful employment because of these service-connected conditions. Keep in mind, just because you don't meet the scheduler criteria does not mean that you are not entitled. You can meet the extra scheduler criteria, which is anything that falls below the scheduler criteria. So I think it's just something to be thinking about when you do get service-connected for your knee conditions, that, you know, maybe you're not entitled to a higher rating under your scheduler diagnostics, but you might be able to still go for unemployability because the severity of those knee conditions impact your ability to work and therefore would entitle you to unemployability benefits. So I think it's also something just to think about as well when you're talking about conditions or things to apply for when you're applying for your increased ratings for your knee conditions or in general for your knee conditions.
Great. Thanks, Michelle. And thanks, Frank. And thank you all for watching. More information on the conditions discussed in this video can be found on our blog. Also, please be sure to check out our other YouTube videos and subscribe to our channel.